I've never seen anything so horrid. It almost felt as if Mumbai was being attacked, as if it was war. And suddenly, you could see a large number of people frantically running helter-skelter on the road.
One of many voices from the Indian city of Mumbai last night as they witnessed a terrorist attack unlike anything the city has seen. The situation is still fluid this morning. Actually, it's nightfall or dusk in Mumbai at this hour. Joining us now is Rahul Tandon, who's a BBC India correspondent in Mumbai, and also Shumit Ganguly is an expert in South Asian affairs and professor of political science at Indiana University in Bloomington. He's been helping us to set all of this in context. We begin with Rahul. You're at the Taj Hotel. As we can hear, there are things happening at this moment that involve the hostages. Can you explain?
In front of me, John, at the moment, I can see a room in the Taj Hotel which is on fire. They're trying to put out the flames inside. The honest answer is, we don't know who's inside it. We don't know if there are still hostages. We don't know if the hostage takers are there as well. We have, during the course of the day, seen a number of people come from within that hotel. Another luxury hotel, the Oberoi Hotel, where many Americans will have stayed, where President Clinton himself stayed when he came to India. We've seen about 14 or 15 foreigners come out of that hotel today and 12 Indians. We don't know if there are negotiations that are taking place. The head of police here in Mumbai has said he believes that the Taj Hotel, that the problems there may be getting over, but the situation at the Oberoi is extremely serious, and he has said eventually they may have to go and get people out of that hotel, dead or alive. It's almost 20 hours since Mumbai was attacked, since Americans in this city came under fire from men, we don't know the numbers of them, who had AK-47s and grenades, who just walked around the streets of Colaba, killing anybody who came in their path.
Rahul, I know you have to go, but if I could ask you, is there a sense that the authorities are keeping wraps on the details as a way of preserving security, or is it more a situation that maybe it's out of their hands, it's chaotic?
I think the latter, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, and I think when last night I'm stood by the gateway of India, one of the iconic symbols of the city of Mumbai, when the men came through that gate, heavily armed at 10 p.m. yesterday evening, we don't know how many of them that they were. And I think the authorities really at the moment are trying to deal with the situation of working out how many people are still being held in these luxury hotels. There are also reports that a Jewish outreach center, a rabbi, is being held by gunmen there along with a number of Jewish men and women. There are also reports that in an apartment complex, people are being held hostage there still 24 hours after this began. So this is an ongoing situation. I think the lack of information may be really that they're struggling to work out what to do here. They've had a very softly approach, you know, hoping that that would be the way to deal with this. I think there will come a point when people are still in these places where they're going to have to go in and get them out. And the longer it takes, the more fearful people are on the streets of Mumbai this evening. Foreigners are scared because this is the first time they've been specifically targeted. And many Indians have also lost their lives. I've spoken to business people here who said many people have not left their houses today and will not leave them until this situation is resolved. When that will be, John, we don't know.
Rahul Tandon, a very vivid sense of what's going on at the moment in Mumbai. Thanks so much for joining us. Rahul Tandon is a BBC India correspondent. Well, whether it's a chaotic standoff, as Rahul seems to be describing, or something of a mop-up operation, it's not going to be clear for several hours. Joining us to try to figure out what kind of a moment this is for the city of Mumbai and also the nation of India, Shumit Ganguly, who I introduced a moment ago. Let me remind you, he's an expert in South Asian affairs and professor of political science at Indiana University. He's on the line from Bloomington. You heard Rahul there. I mean, even in his, I mean, he's a seasoned journalist in Mumbai. They're having real difficulty in that city trying to take the measure of what's just happened.
The scale of the attack is absolutely unprecedented. In India's independent history, nothing of this order has ever happened. India has been witness to a whole series of terrorist bombings, of terrorist attacks, but never on this scale. It is the sheer size of the attack, the spread of the terrorists, the reach of the terrorists, and the places where they have struck that has instilled this degree of fear in the hearts of people.
What do you think? Let's go back and remind people of the Fedayeen, the allegations that this is a Fedayeen attack. If you could explain what that is and how that would be viewed by people in Mumbai, and what to make of these organizations that have claimed responsibility, names that have not been familiar to even security experts on South Asia.
The Fedayeen attacks are attacks which are virtually suicidal in nature, that these are people who go in not necessarily with bombs on their persons, but an attack where you have very little expectation of emerging alive. And India has witnessed attacks of this order, not of this order, but of this nature in the past, in that there was an attack in 2002 against an army camp at a place called Kaluchak in Kashmir. And this was a Fedayeen attack where people dressed as military personnel walked into a military base and shot basically women and children belonging to the military at will. Of course, all of them were killed in the process. In a similar fashion, there was an attack in 2006 against a prominent temple in the neighboring state of Gujarat. Again, the marauders were killed by security forces, but not before they had done considerable damage. But the scope of the present attack is what's really breathtaking, that this is not pinpointed at one location, but at multiple locations and at a iconic structure like the Taj Hotel, where I've actually stayed in one of those very sea-facing rooms. So, you know, one is forced to say, "There but for the grace of God go I."
Well, let's talk for a moment about the sense of whether this is random thuggery that has certainly captured the headlines, but perhaps not much more beyond that, versus some sort of attack that really enfolds the entire city of Mumbai and perhaps suggests to the world that India's financial stability is questioned here. Where does this become an attack on financial institutions in India versus just some Westerners at a hotel?
No, I don't think this is an act of random thuggery. I think this is carefully orchestrated. The choice of Mumbai is not insignificant. It is India's, as you have correctly pointed out, is India's principal commercial hub and financial center. A very substantial portion of the country's revenue is generated by this one city of 20 million people. In addition to that, it is also India's principal entertainment capital. Much of India's soft power emanates from this, because India is the largest producer of films in the world. The Indian films are enormously popular in various parts of the world. By striking at this kind of commercial and entertainment epicenter, the people who are involved in this attack are sending a message that we can basically hold a significant portion of the country hostage, that this shows how vulnerable India is to this kind of an orchestrated a terrorist attack. This is not random thuggery by any means.
Well, we were speaking before with one of the Radio 1 presenters there in Mumbai, who did say that whatever the organization is that's behind this, the opportunity that's presented to any terrorist organization in the world of just how vulnerable, as you say, Mumbai seems to be to a handful of young men with AK-47s is likely not to be lost on other terrorist organizations. But I also spoke with a BBC editor this morning who was saying, look, we don't know if this is external. This is, in a pattern of Islamist attacks that we've seen before. Maybe the character of this is different, but let's not forget that this happens more than not in India. How do you respond to that?
That's certainly a plausible argument, but I've already been on the internet and been exchanging emails with people whose judgment I trust, who are not given to making sweeping assertions in the absence of any evidence. One of them is a very senior retired Indian diplomat, and he says that there is some evidence that these people came from the sea. Now, that does not mean that they could not be indigenous. Even in indigenous terrorists could have come using the gateway of India, which is only a stone's throw from the gates of the Taj Mahal Hotel in Bombay. It's entirely possible that they are indigenous, but it is, we should not rule out the possibility of external involvement. Well, it's just that the jury is out on the subject at the moment.
Well, Shumit Ganguly, thank you so much for helping us to set this in context. He's a professor of political science at Indiana University. Another voice from Mumbai, as someone who says how surreal it is this morning. People are going to work. They don't seem too concerned. I guess they're not the ones targeted, but still, it seems just weird. One person from Mumbai speaking to one of our news readers this morning.